It is Mind Food Radio, and I am thrilled to welcome to the show, originally from Raglan, a mother, a musician, and now the newest face of Trilogy, musician Anna Coddington. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
I must say, I've been doing some research on this, and I've had to go through the arduous task of listening to your music.
You
honestly have the most pure voice I think I've ever heard. It's just beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
Oh, look, you're so welcome. Now, your last album, Cat and Bird, came out in 2011. So what has Anna Coddington been doing?
Well, I've been writing a lot of songs, and Anna had a baby who's not a baby anymore. He's 2.5 now, and I'm about to have another one. So that has kept me pretty busy just doing those few things. But, this and that, I mean, 5 years now since my last album, so I've done a lot in that time, but I have been working on the follow-up album, and it's taken a little longer than planned.
Due
to the baby situation, but it's almost finished, actually. I'm just working, doing the final touches on the last few songs, and that's going to come out in October, so that's very exciting.
It is. Now tell me, did becoming a mother change how you wrote?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Mostly in terms of I just suddenly didn't have the leisure of time that I was used to, which was, I mean, I was a full-time musician for, I don't know, like 8 years or something like that. So all of that time I just, you know, I'd get up and just start work, and I could go for as long as I wanted, run into the night, any day I wanted. And so that was the main change, was suddenly having to kind of snatch the time where I could to work on music, because you know, for a while I just couldn't at all.
No.
Obviously with a newborn baby. No. I had quite a few months where it just wasn't happening at all, and that was not ideal. I mean, it was fine, because obviously babies always take priority when they come along, but it definitely got to a point where I was like, okay, I need to make a situation where I can actually make some music.
Carve out that time. Now, you have just established a fantastic alliance with Trilogy. Now, how did this come about, Anna? Because I know you've got pretty high values when it comes to the environment and leaving things in a better place. So how did this happen?
It happened through, I'm putting this new album out on a label called Loop, and they know the people at Trilogy, and they kind of approached them about being involved as a sponsor, really, like you know, just in whatever capacity as a sponsor. And we exchanged ideas, and he gave them some information about me, and then they came back and asked if I would like to be the face of their new campaign and a brand ambassador kind of thing, which for me was something I've never really done, and I think something a lot of musicians are always, you know, it has to be the right thing for you to get involved at that level, and to sort of throw your brands together. So, but it just so happened that I was already a fan of their products, and, you know, I looked into it a bit more, and they just ticked all the boxes for me: ethical and environmentally friendly and sustainable and all of these great things. So it was a no-brainer, really.
Fantastic. Now, the other thing that people will learn about you in this article, the July edition of Mind Food magazine, is that you've got a really refreshing attitude towards aging, because in the world, everywhere, media, you know, social media, movies, TV, everybody seems to be very anti growing older, don't they? They see it as a negative, but you've just...
Especially for women, though. I think less so for men. I mean, you see men on television and whatever, and their hair gets grey, and they just roll with it, and they, you know, they start looking different, and everyone's fine with it. But for women especially, yes.
Absolutely. But you so embrace it, because you know more now than you did then, so, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think, I mean, I was kind of always aware when I was getting into my mid-20s, that as a woman in the music industry, it was something I needed to either embrace or deny. I mean, not necessarily, but I feel like a lot of people try and be secretive about their age.
Well, it's very youth-driven, though, isn't it?
It's a youth-driven industry, but But it's one of those things that actually the more years you've spent making music, the better you get at it. So I don't really think, you know, I think it is something you should embrace, your experience and your the fact that you get better at these things over time. I certainly have, songwriter, producer, guitarist, singer, everything now than I was even 5 years ago.
You're the face of Trilogy, so there.
Yeah, so there, and I'm 34,
there
and I look 34,
yeah.
And I don't even care.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Anna Coddington, best of luck. I know you're due to have a baby in the next little while, so I hope that all goes really well for you, and we look forward with anticipation to your album coming out in October.
Thank you.